We're here, sweetheart. Poppy's Pastries, named after yours truly. Well, it was only fitting since, well, Poppy is my name, and this is my bakery. Isn't it just so beautiful and dainty and cute? Of course, everything in here is made up of pastels. You know how much I love baby pink, mint, and lavender together. Mix them all with a creamy white. It just makes the place look so dreamy. I know it's really girly, but it's my sanctuary. Hey, if you're gonna keep teasing me, you're gonna make me regret bringing you here. I'm only joking, my little honey bear. You've been wanting to come in and see what I do for a while now, and I'd love nothing more than to have a little helper in the kitchen. What are we making today? Well, I figured we could have some fun decorating and baking my favorite sugar cookies. Right before we open up shop. That's why we had to get up bright and early. I know you wanted to sleep in, but that's what bakers do. It's important to get up before everyone else, so that we're ready for them when they wake up. So what do you think? Would you like to help me with some sugar cookies, sweetheart? Good. It'll be a lot of work, but I know you're up for the task, and I just know we're gonna have fun together. No, silly. It will just be you and I. I do have others who work with me sometimes, but they won't be in until later, so we have this place all to ourselves for a while. Okay. Here's the counter we'll be working on. I'm just gonna put you right there. Can I ask you to take your shoes off? You know, for hygiene safety and all that. Thank you, baby. Now, do you know what we do before anything else? No, silly. We wash our hands. Here, let me put some warm water into a little teaspoon for you. There you go. Soap. Yeah, let me rinse my hands and I'll give you a little bubble from the suds. There you go. You look so cute with a little bubble in your hand. Oh. And here's a hand towel for you to wipe your hands on. Good boy. Here, I had this little apron made for you to use. Do you like it? Oh, of course, baby. You're my tiny little helper today, and I wanted you to know just how special it is to me to have you here. Can I put it on for you? You look so cute. Just like a real pastry chef. All right, now we're ready to start. Let me just grab the chilled sugar cookie dough from the fridge, okay? There we go. I'm glad you asked. Well, it's easier to work with chilled dough because then it doesn't melt in your hands and therefore holds its form for longer. All right. Then we just sprinkle a little flour on the surface area. Oh my god, babe. Oh my god, I'm so sorry, baby. I wasn't thinking. But I'm so sorry, baby, but you sound so cute with your tiny little sneezes. But I'm sorry, I promise next time I'll warn you before I shower you in flour. Here, let me blow it off of you. Close your eyes. There you go. All better, my little honey bear. Now, then we lay out the dough and roll it with our rolling pin. Like this. Of course you can help, sweetheart. That's why you're here. Just use your tiny hands and push out the corners for me until they're flat and even with the rest of the dough. Please. You look so cute working with your hands. Well, if I'm distracted, it's your fault. Yes, you. Okay. So now that that's all done, what cookie cutters do you want to use? Let's see. I have hearts, stars, flowers. Gingerbread man cookie cutters. Of course I do. Here we go. You can start with this one then. Let me set it down for you, and you can start pressing it into the dough so we get the shape we want, okay? I'm gonna find a few other ones that we can use while you do that. Some leaf ones would be cute. Or maybe some little snails. Hey, sweetheart. What do you think about some bunny? Sweetheart? Sweetheart! Oh my god, where are you? You silly little joker. Yes, you fit perfectly laying in that little gingerbread man cutout. And you look so goddamn cute. But don't scare me like that again, okay? I don't know what I'd do without you. You almost gave me a heart attack. Yes, it's okay. And you did a great job pushing the cutter through the dough, sweetheart. You did work up a little sweat, though. Here, let me finish this up and I'll pop them in the oven. You go pick out what decorations you want to use, okay? They're right over there along the wall. I'll be right over here. What are you doing, my sweet little man? You're gonna hurt yourself. Aww. Well, I do think it's sweet you're trying to bring some chocolate chips over by yourself. You're so strong, my sweet little honey bear. I know you are. But please, those are really heavy, and I don't want you to drop them on your little feet and hurt yourself. And you got chocolate melting all over your cheeks from struggling so hard. Hey, hey, look at me. I'm not laughing at you. I'm incredibly honored that you work so hard to help me out, my love. But please, let me help you too, okay? That's what partners do after all, right? Right. Now let me start by licking that chocolate off your cheeks. Tastes even better on you than in cookies. Now, let me carry the chocolate chips for you, baby. I see you picked out some colored sprinkles as well. Some heart ones. Here, you carry those sprinkles with you, and I'll get the chocolate chips, okay? And what color of frosting did you want to use? Pink? Well, now you're just trying to butter me up. No, no, no. Don't deny it. I see what you're doing. But I won't deny you either. Come on, my little honey bear. The cookie should be almost done. I made some coffee in the meantime that we can sip on while we wait for them to cool. I put yours in a tiny little cup I made just for you. So tell me, sweetheart, how do you like it so far? Well, I told you it would be hard work, didn't I? And I'm no liar. But, you look so cute, all sweaty and worked up. But no distracting me. You may be sweet yourself, but as a baker, it's important not to lose your concentration. Or something might get burned, or overworked, or sticky. Oh, speaking of which, there's the cookies. Let me just take them out real quick so they can cool, okay? Alright. It looks like the other cookies I took out earlier to cool are all ready to decorate. Are you excited? I'm glad to hear that, my sweet little honey bear. Then let's get to work. Of course you can use your hand, silly. Here, let me pour out some of the frosting onto the counter and you can grab what you need, okay? There you go. Now put those hands to work. Baby, are you okay? You slipped on some frosting. Are you sure? You promise? Okay, if you insist. You know, you look so cute with pink frosting all over your cheeks. You promise you're not hurt? You look a little... Oh, hey. Look at me, baby. You didn't mess up, okay? It's not easy decorating cookies that are the same size as you. Trust me, not everyone is able to do that. I don't think I would be able to decorate a cookie that was as big as me. You're doing a wonderful job, my sweet little honey bear. But I do have a serious question I need to ask you, my love. Well, do you mind if I lick the frosting off of you? What do you mean I'm happy you fell into the frosting? Come on. It's a good deal for both of us. I get a taste of something sweet. And you get to be all clean. It's a fair deal, right? Okay. I promise you can lick the frosting off of me afterwards in return. As long as you don't make yourself sick. Then in you go. It tastes so sweet, baby. Don't be silly. I'm not gonna swallow you, sweetheart. I just wanna taste you. To get every little bit of you clean. Almost done. Okay. There you go. All clean. Here, let me dry you with the hand towel, okay? See? All better. Now, you were saying you wanted to lick me clean in return. And I'm a woman of my word. Well, I can see that your cock is hard, baby. Your little apron is sticking out. Did you really think you were gonna get away with being naughty while I'm trying to teach you a lesson about baking? I should hope not. But I did promise you I'd let you lick me clean, didn't I? Would you like to do that for me, sweetheart? Would you like to see what I taste like too? Then let me just lift up my dress and wiggle my way onto the counter here. No, I didn't wear panties today. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't expect for this to happen at all. Unhygienic. Oh, I think we can make an exception now. Can't we, my little honey bear? Do you see the sugar sticking to my ass cheeks and thighs from wiggling up on this counter for you? From sitting here in the mess we made together? And do you want to taste, sweetheart? Do you now? Is that what you want, my love? To watch me slowly spread open my legs in front of your tiny, little self. Asking you if you're ready for your taste of something sweet. I could swallow you whole or crush you so easily if I'm not careful, my love. But you know how much you mean to me. And it's not time for that. Not now. Do you like this pink pussy, baby? Come here in my hand. Listen closely, okay? I'm gonna put you on my clit. Can you show me what you learned to do with your hands today, sweetheart? Can you do that for me, my little honey bear? I knew you could. Yes, sweetheart. Are you ready? You look so cute when you're excited. Then here you go. Yes, sweetheart. Oh, just like that. So good. Oh, your tiny little hands feel so good kneading my clit. Now you're cheating using your whole body. Devour my clit with your tiny little mouth. That feels so good, my sexy little man. Don't drown yourself in it, baby. Be careful. Oh, it's not time for that just yet. Oh, fuck, baby, that feels good. Body rubbing against me. Having you smothering your face in my juices. But it seems like you're wanting to be devoured by her instead. Like you want to be engulfed by my pussy. And you're having a hard time staying on my clit with that mess you're making. By making her all wet. And here you are supposed to be cleaning me up. I'm making a new mess. Well then, would you like to be devoured by my pussy, baby? Inside of her while I'm coming this time. And don't stop, sweetheart. Make me come. My lap. I'm sorry. I can't wait any longer. I need you inside of me now. I've been craving having your little body inside of me while watching you bake with me all morning. You're so sexy, so tiny, so sweet. And I need that cuteness inside of me now, sweetheart. I need you inside of me now. I need to come with your entire body inside of me, even if it's a risk to your life. I need every little centimeter of you in my pussy now. You understand, right? I know you want that too, right, my love? You want it because I need it. I need you inside of me. So you're going into my pussy now. Oh, look at that, baby. You slipped in so easily. You see how badly she needed you to be inside of her too. Oh my god, baby. You feel so fucking good inside of my pussy. Inside of me. I'm gonna come. Mm-hmm.